History is important in our lives. It gives us a reference point. It shows how we have come, and how to behave when we meet certain situations which we have encountered before in our lives. Those who do not have a history or do not appreciate history usually repeat the errors of the previous generations. In the church today, even the heresies that have met us in the 20th and 21st centuries are not new ones at all. They are old but rebranded to deceive the gullible mind. This is why it is important that as a person or a community, you must know your history. Sometimes, young people who are foreigners to their own history speak ill of their forefathers so easily. They have no idea the perils their forefathers had to endure. If mostly, age comes with wisdom, surely, our history is older than ourselves. It then presupposes that our history has a lot to teach us. Woe to the man who has no history. Even with the Jews, they always remind themselves that they are Abraham's children. In doing that, they are showing a reference point to the entire world that they are different because Abraham was a friend of God, and to that effect, they have a special place in God's sight. They associate themselves with Abraham with a sense of pride and confidence. This shows you the importance of knowing your history. The church did not witness a quick jump from the day of Pentecost to the early 2nd century. For this reason, it is prudent to begin the history of the church not from 2nd century Christianity but rather from the day of Pentecost and the entire 1st century. After the Lord Jesus had breathed upon his associates, he ascended to heaven in glory. His priestly work on earth had been consummated by the resurrection. He went to heaven, sat on the Father's side, and continued interceding for his people whom he has purchased with his blood. Nonetheless, after he went to heaven, on the 10th day, the Holy Spirit descended on the disciples of Christ. They have been told, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about," Acts 1:4. After they had waited for 10 days, they received the promise of the Father. After the Holy Spirit had descended on them, Peter, the senior associate, stood and declared the gospel. Peter proclaimed the first message of Christ's death and resurrection. With Peter's message, his emphasis was God has made this Jesus, whom he crucified, both Lord and Christ, Acts 2:36. Before saying this, Peter pointed to the empty tomb and also brought in the testimony of David to cement his point that Christ has been raised from the dead. The people were not ignorant of the crucifixion of Jesus. They were fully aware that some folk who claimed to be the Messiah had been crucified for blasphemy. Now, after the 50th day of his resurrection, Peter stood before them to proclaim that he has risen. Not only has he risen from the dead, but also, he has been made both Lord, Kappa Rho Iota Omicron Sigma in the Greek, and Christ, Chi Rho Iota Sigma Tau Omicron Sigma. Peter, himself a Jew, knew very well what these words meant. Anyone who understood Peter's message would claim, if Jesus had been raised, then we were wrong. The authenticity of the messiahship of Jesus is the empty tomb. The empty tomb confirms that Jesus was who he claimed to be, the Son of God and the Savior of mankind. This is why Peter said Jesus has been made Chi Rho Iota Sigma Tau Omicron Sigma. It means he has been made Savior. Not only has he been made a Savior, but he is also Lord. Earlier, Jesus had told them that they cannot serve two lords. Peter was now drawing their attention to the fact that Jesus is their Lord. He is the only Lord who deserves to be served. After the apostle has said these things to them, they were cut to the heart. They saw their error. This was how the story of Christ changed the people who were in Jerusalem on that day. The message Peter preached must linger in our hearts. Jesus has been made both Lord and Christ. Jesus is both Master and Savior. If this simple truth reigns in our hearts, churches, and communities, the rebellion would run asunder. Self-glorification is on the rise. People are running after fame and glory. They want to be known. They have forgotten that they are running and chasing after wind if they pursue these things. Instead of running after these things, Peter is calling our attention to the fact that we have not been called to preach ourselves and our achievements. We have been called to proclaim to the world that Jesus is both Lord and Christ. It is yet a time for Christians to believe and settle in their hearts once and for all that Jesus has been made their Master and Savior. With this recognition, people who profess the name of Christ would live for their Master and Savior. Jesus is Christ, brothers and sisters. Let this truth be inculcated in you. Soli Deo Gloria, glory to God alone. Michael Yautano. tanamichael65@gmail.com. You can also listen to this and similar posts on these podcasting apps, Anchor, Breaker, Pocket Casts, Public Radio, and Spotify.